It's day 15 of the February 2015 audio event, audio month. I'm sitting here on my front garden bench. Been busy today. I've taken time out to record this for today's topics, which is our topic from Sassy Cat. Five things you like to do apart from sitting in my garden bench and looking around me. One of my favourites, just one of my favourite things to do, is to go driving with my wife. I just love when we get into the car and we know we're going to head to the borders or over the Fife Coast, or St Andrews, or Callander and the Trossachs, or Creef, or over the West Coast, anywhere, even just a day trip sometimes, not even a day trip sometimes, just 4 or 5 hours. I just love doing that, and the reason I love doing that so much is, first of all, I love driving. I would, in all sincerity, I would drive around the world. I've never ever gotten bored with driving. Of course, I hate motorways and big cities, but I avoid them as much as I can. But I just love driving. So the first enjoyable part of going for a run with my wife is the driving part. And then we invariably talk about things that some things we don't put enough time together when we're at home together to talk about. And then we know we're going through beautiful countryside and ending up wherever we're going. And then when we get there, it's invariably a walk sometimes. If we go to Peebles, we'll back up down by the river and walk up the river and across and back down. Things like that. And when we walk, we always take hands, even if it's just here, just walking up the town, or no matter where, we always take hands. So as a bundle, going for a run with my wife is one of the treasures in life for me. Secondly, I love to relax with my classical music. I really do. Probably a few times throughout the day, unless I'm away doing something elsewhere, or we're not at home, or I'm doing something quite that involves a lot of ins and outs and time taking. I will try and get 3-4 chances throughout the day to go into my study, put my feet up with a coffee, and just listen to my classical music. It's just something that I love, and it depends on my mood what I'll play. Sometimes I'll play, what you might call the true relaxation, the beautiful adagios and andantes, or I'll play something a bit more brisk. It just depends what mood I'm in, but I do love my classical music, so that's a big favourite. Most of you know that anyway. I do enjoy number 3. I'm going to have to get out of this wind. It was quite calm when I sat down here. Or I'll have to go and get my snood. I do enjoy my garden. When the time comes, spring, summer, for spending time in the garden, not just 10 minutes in the morning for my morning thoughts, but actually spending time pottering about, maybe moving plants or putting new plants in or tidying the borders. And putting that all together with the wildlife that's in the garden, the bird song. It's something I've always loved. I've always loved gardening. And it's in the winter months that you lose out on that. We do here anyway, because it's just, there's not much to do in the garden. This time of year it's beginning to get a bit more because of the bulbs are beginning to shoot, the snowdrops are coming out, things like that. Oh my, that's really very windy. I would find someone else. Oh dear Lord, pardon me for that, I'll stand in this corner. That should help. How's that? Again, another package deal, if you like, one of these holiday farms. Yes, the garden and the pond, the sound of running water from my water features,
Wherever I go in my garden around our house, we have a detached bungalow, and so we can go right around about it. And each side, if you like, of the bungalow has different features, completely different features. And so I can get all these different aspects as I wander around, or even if it's just leaf sweeping. So I thoroughly enjoy it, along with my birds, of course. Couldn't live without them. Number four, I love looking after a pond and fish. Again, another dead period is the winter when they go to the bottom. My pond's about 5.5 feet at the deepest part, and they just head for the bottom where the water's warmest in the winter. And they go into a state of torpor. And so the winter period, again, like the garden, is dead. But things are going to brighten up again. I'll soon start to see their bodies coming towards the surface, if not fully to the surface. But I enjoy that the whole aspect of having a formal pond, one that I can actually lie on top of the coping stones in the summer, and with my hand draped over into the water, cooling me down from the baking hot sun. Yeah, that doesn't happen very often. But I do love my pond, and I do love being a... They talk about being a fish keeper, but actually, you know, you're a water keeper. In other words, you have to keep the water proper, and then the fish will just... they'll pay you back. It's a wee bit like looking after the birds in a way, you know. Feed the birds, and they give you so much more back. And number five, you know, I spoke about going away for a wee day trips, but really one of my big favourites is going off on as many breaks throughout the year as we can. These are not costly breaks, in fact they're very economic breaks, the way my wife runs them. But we may be away, say, 3 nights Friday through till Monday, or 4 nights Monday through till Friday. And because you're doing these many break holidays over those periods, it's not full weeks, it's an awful lot cheaper. And because we're both retired, we can pick and choose when we go, so we can get the best deals. And as I said, they're not costly at all. Sometimes at the end of the day, it's cost more in fuel than it has for the actual break. I mean, we go to Nairn at least once a year, up in the North Aberdeenshire coast, which is a gorgeous area. Oh, phenomenal beaches and scenery, and yeah. Or we'll go down the Clyde coast to Weems Bay, and involved there you've got Largs and Cumbria Island, and ferries from Gourock to Dunoon, or the one we prefer, Weems Bay to Rosse, and you're over at Bute and all that area, Bute and Argyll, gorgeous places, or down to Dumfriesshire to Auchinleary and Wigtonshire, formerly it was Wigtonshire. And occasionally, well, we try and go once a year, but managed it this year again to get back to Barmston down the North Yorkshire coast. And of course, there's always Northumberland. Yeah, that's a must, twice a year to Northumberland. So I do love those. So that's my top five things I love to do. Okay, so what would I like to do before the year ends? Okay, I'd love to get back into playing piano or keyboard again. I've already recorded audio about how my brain seems to have opened a tap somewhere and dumped all my muscle memory and mental memory of playing music. And over the past few weeks, I've been really getting involved deeply into YouTube, especially notation pieces where the music's been played but the notation follows the music page by page, and trying to get my head working again. And but I really need to get a keyboard to get my fingers going again, and so before the end of the year I'd love to be able to come back and say I got back in, and even if not playing like to the quality or the level I was playing before all this dissipated, that at least I was playing again and enjoying, even if it was just playing Modest Species. So that's a major one. The other one I'd like to do is to get our house and garden projects completed. We have quite a big list. We're getting on with it just now. But we have quite a lot on the agenda for the year, and I'd love to see by the end of 2015 that all of those projects were completed, and after that it would just be a main case of simple maintenance of the house and garden. Basically that's it. There's quite a bit of work involved in all this, getting us to the stage that I would like, but I'd love to be able to do that and see that by the end of the year. So that would be great. What else? I can see my my bicycle from here, sitting in the garage for a while. Actually, I was on the bike the other day, the first in a long while, but it was just up through the town and back again, and I felt it. I really did. Those brays were killing brays that I used to sail effortlessly. But I said this last year and never managed it, so I'm hoping that this year that I can come back and say, yep, I've got myself back on the bike, I'm knocking up some miles and keep myself fit. Because actually I love being on the bike, I absolutely love it. Once you're out, as soon as you're on the bike, Paul Freeman, who's at EMA, knows this well. There's a phenomenal feeling that once you jump back into the saddle and start cycling, there's this buzz comes into you. It's incredible. It's hard to explain, but it is. I guess maybe runners feel that way the same. And I'd love to feel fit again. Two, that's three, isn't it? Four. I really need to clear out a heck of a stuff between the garage and the attic, the stuff in particular that I've hoarded and kept, particularly the garage for electrical stuff. Being an electrical engineer, I can't throw stuff out, it's terrible. Us men are terrible that way. But, I've got stuff up there, you know, control gear for machinery. I've even got two or three PLCs that will never ever be in function again, but they're there and they're working. But I'll never use them. And a lot of enhanced ancillary equipment that goes with that. And I really need to get all that cleared out and get rid of it. But it's one of the things, because it's part of my working history, a period of my life that I thoroughly enjoyed when I was working with technology. It's very difficult for me to throw. I can throw out cable and I can throw out all the wee bits and pieces and things like that, but I find it very difficult to throw out PLC equipment or control gear. It's shocking. It's absolutely shocking. I'd love to clear out all that hoarded stuff. And yes, okay. See if I can manage it. And I guess last one, back to the pond. My pond was a high filtrated koi pond. In other words, the equipment I had to heat the water, to filter the water and everything was thousands of pounds. And I cleared that all out a couple of years ago, and with the intention of getting the pond to be a informal, natural, or at least a semi-natural pond with loads of planting, which you can't have with koi because you eat it all. They just destroy your plants. So when you have koi, you invariably tend to. There is exceptions, but you can do it, but it's awkward. What I really wanted then was to just have the two fish that I have left, and then stock the pond up. It's about 1600 gallons. Stock the pond up with normal fish like goldfish, comets, shabunkins, all that kind of stuff, but have loads and loads of planting and let the pond look after itself, with the exception of a small filter just slowly just turning the water over, and to have it beautiful with so many fish swimming about, a myriad of colours and and the planting and maybe lilies, things like that. I did buy lilies when I had the koi and I found out very quickly that they love lilies. And lilies aren't cheap to buy, they're quite expensive actually. So I lost quite a bit of money. So I'd be able to get lilies in again. So I'd love to get the pond back up and get renewed. What's with them? Enjoyment and pleasure out of seeing the pond as it really should be and not in this purgatorial state as it is just now. Maybe I should have said a limbo purgatorial. But anyway, so that'd be my find for the end of the year. So that's me. Oh, I have to get on with things now. My list is getting bigger. Thanks for listening. Bye for now.